AM 1240 and 95.3 FM, WJON, our Small Town Series continues, and my guest now is Jerry Getters, retired teacher from Royalton. Jerry, thanks for joining me today.
Oh, no problem. My pleasure.
So, Jerry, you've lived in Royalton for 35 years, is that correct?
Yes. I came here in 1976, and shortly after that, I got married and built the house, and now I live on the Platte River on the outskirts of Royalton.
Okay, so you graduated from St. Cloud State, and
yep.
You're a teacher. So then your first job opportunity was in Royalton?
Yes, right. I had other job opportunities, but I wanted to stay somewhat close to Crosby-Arrington, where I grew up.
Okay, so just south of there, and Royalton. When you moved to Royalton, could you describe what your impression of the community was?
It seemed to be a close-knit community. I'm not so sure. I'm aware of the situation where if grandma's bones aren't in the graveyard, you're really not part of the town. And I found that to be somewhat true in Royalton, but as time went on and being exposed to the families through the students that I taught, it turned out to be a wonderful situation. And I was given opportunities afterwards to go to a different town, and I couldn't think of anything better than being at Royalton.
Yeah, so you kind of fell in love with the community, it sounds like.
Yes, the community and the people were very, very nice and still are.
So, and you were also the baseball coach for Royalton?
Yes. I was the baseball coach when I first started for the first 6 years. I got out of that, and then I went into umpiring for probably the next 25 years.
Okay, so you went on the other side of that. It's always good when people that go into officiating have also been a coach, so you can kind of understand both sides.
Yep. A lot easier to deal with the people when you've been there.
Can you tell me how the school and their athletic facilities changed over the years?
Oh, my gosh. When I came, the baseball field was located on the west side of Highway 10, and it had a snow fence that was half up and half down, and they would dump all the snow from the winter on there to melt because it was city property. And in the spring, when we wanted to start practice there and playing on the field, we'd always have to rake the glass up and the broken beer bottles and the stuff that got dumped with the snow there, that the snow melted and left everything there. So we had quite a job cleaning that up to begin with before we could even start.
So then how did they come about building the new complex that we see now over by the high school?
Yeah, they got together with some, I forget the name of the organization, but it was a kind of a government thing that if you got the city to be involved, then they could do that. And they built a nice complex over at the school. It was a wonderful complex in comparison to what we had. But through the years, there were several different athletic directors and stuff. But the complex they have now is just amazing. It's just when I compare it to what we had, it's just amazing. I still see a lot nicer complexes around, but in Royalton, this is a nice one. It really is. The community had to be together, and they made it work.
Did that really help all the athletic, because you got the football field there, you got the baseball field over there, and the high school and middle school are right there in that one area. That's got to be convenient.
It is. It's tremendously convenient. It used to be when I came here that it was all the way, and I taught sixth grade when I first came, so kindergarten through sixth grade was located more in the center of town, and then the 7th through 12th was out there where it is presently now, and then they moved the sixth grade out there. Now we have a middle school there and the high school there, and it's just worked out wonderful for them. And it's really made the elementary a better place, too.
You know, and there's a lot of industry in Royalton, too. I mean, you drive through on Highway 10, which a lot of people that go through, maybe they only drive through and see, you know, you've got some bars, some restaurants, you've got some fast food, you got a bank, you've got Treasure City. So a lot of different things in the community there. Can you tell me, when you moved into Royalton, did they have a grocery store or any other businesses downtown that are no longer there?
Well, they did. They had a small grocery store, typical of little communities. Larry Raji had a little grocery store with a meat market, and that just gradually went away. And they had the bank moved out a little bit out of town. They grew quite large and expanded into Little Falls and stuff like this. So, yeah, there's been, we usually have between three or four bars in town. The Legion has built a beautiful building out on the north end of town. And we got Bill's Supermarket on the south end of town, which was a tremendous asset to have in our town. And, yeah, we've been noted for gas stations and bars and whatever it takes to make a small community thrive.
You know, what's interesting about Royalton, too, is it's growing. I mean, you mentioned that Bill's Superette, the grocery store, gas station, liquor store that you got over there. But there's also some new housing developments that are coming in. Are you gaining in population there?
I think we are gradually gaining in population. I know there's some by the high school. There's a couple of developments over there. There's one not too far from where we live where they've got townhomes and apartments and stuff. And I think there's actually room for more, but with the situation it is with building and stuff right now, I think everybody's just kind of waiting.
Can you tell me about some of the things that Royalton does annually, whether it be a city festival or different types of events that the city takes part in that maybe you've been a part of as well?
Yes. Probably the biggest thing that we've done in the last 25 years, for the last 25 years, is our Plant River Day. It's usually held in the end of July or the first week in August. And it's the last couple of years has gone to the last weekend in July because we bring in the armadillos. And it's that time has worked so good. But that's our biggest event in town. We have thousands of people come back for class reunions, just family reunions, things like that. It's our kind of our little community time to get together. And I think that's very important. The city has done a lot of things with Christmas tree lighting festivals down there at Christmas time. The firemen have done things in town, too. They have a fireworks display at times. I don't know if that's still going on now, but it was a real big event at one time. And it seems like everybody just kind of, the Legion holds some things and just kind of good community events.
Jerry, do you know anything about the Blanchard Dam?
Well, yeah, I've been there quite a few times. I love fishing down there, above it and below it.
So what's interesting about that is that, I mean, it's not far from Royalton. You got the Platte River right there. Is that why people chose Royalton to settle, because of the Platte River and that approximation?
I think it was. I think from the history that I've learned, it was quite a trail for travel from the south to the north. And they had a thing called the Pembina Highway, and that kind of went through our McDougal homestead out of town. We've got a homestead out there that's still there, so it's kind of a good thing. And the Blanchard Dam just it was a great place. It's not used as much as it probably was back then, but it's still a wonderful place to visit. And you've got the snowmobile trail and the walking trail that goes right across the old bridge there, so you can actually stand above Blanchard Dam and look down, which is a gorgeous sight. And then the part above Blanchard Dam never fluctuates in depth more than 3 inches. So whether we've got a drought or too much rain or something like that, you can still put your boat in there and fish and recreate there as much as you want. So it's a wonderful place for us. It's the closest water system we've got other than the Platte River and the Mississippi River. So it's great.
Anything else about Royalton that we haven't touched on, Jerry, you wanted to bring up?
I can't think of anything right offhand. It's, I can remember when we never had a police force, and now we've got a good police force. We've got a lot of things, street improvements. I think of some of the vehicles that we had when I came here and the city, what the city had when I came here, and then through the years, it's improved and gotten better, and the school system's gotten better. And I think there's a lot of little towns around us that are in the same situation. They've progressed and got better, and Royalton's just one of them.
Well, Jerry, thanks for your time. Appreciate it. Thanks for the insight on Royalton, and good luck to you.
Oh, great. Thank you very much.
That's Jerry Getters, a retired teacher from Royalton, joining us here on WJON for a Small Town Series talking about Royalton.